I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. If you've ever seen vibraphonist Warren Wolfe perform, it can seem as though he was born to play his instrument. He's one of the most accomplished vibraphonists of his generation, a longtime collaborator with artists including Christa McBride and the SF Jazz Collective. He's a professor at both Peabody Conservatory and the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and one of the leading advocates for an instrument that many people still mistake for a xylophone. But according to Wolf, none of this was part of the plan.
Just to be honest, and I'll be frankly honest, nothing about the vibraphone turned me on.
Wolf's father played vibraphone as an amateur musician in Baltimore. After returning from Vietnam and becoming a history teacher, he developed a love for jazz and decided his son would learn music too.
I was born in November of 1979, and he started giving me formal lessons 3 years later.
Those lessons weren't only on vibraphone. Wolf studied drums, piano, marimba, xylophone, and more. And he practiced every day.
I never wanted to do it, but my dad was so militant. Again, he coming from that Vietnam lifestyle, and he was just like, you're going to do this.
But over time, something unexpected happened. At Baltimore School for the Arts, whenever there was a difficult or challenging mallet part to play, Wolf was the one who got the call.
When it came to the mallet side of playing every song, nobody could quite play it except for me. So the band director would always say, oh, we got this complicated vibes or mallet part. Warren, you play this part. And it just became a part of my identity over the years.
The turning point for him was coming out of the practice room and onto the stage. As a teenager, Wolf began playing dance jobs around Baltimore, learning standards on the bandstand and discovering what happened when music connected with people.
I like the way they reacted to a solo that I played. And I like the way I made them feel.
That idea still guides him. Warren's recent album, Smooth Vibes, leans into groove, melody, and accessibility. He says he wanted listeners to enjoy the music without feeling obligated to analyze it.
I've released a number of records, you know, over the years. I'm very happy with all of them. But as I got older, when I think back to my years, you know, when I used to watch my dad and listen to his band play in the basement, I was like, man, I just want to make a record that's just, let's just have a fun time. I didn't want to make a record where I want, you know, people to think so much.
At the same time, another side of Wolf's musical life reaches in the opposite direction. Recently, he's been working on Chick Corea's lyric suite for Sextet. It's a rarely heard work originally written for Corea and vibraphone legend Gary Burton. Part chamber music, part jazz, the piece leaves little room for improvisation, and it requires the kind of classical training Wolf received as a child. When he first encountered the work during the pandemic, Wolf expected a typical jazz with strings project. Instead, he found something far more ambitious.
I'd listened to the record. I said, wow, this is not what I was thinking. This is very adventurous.
And for him, there is no contradiction between a record designed to make people move and a challenging chamber work by Chick Corea. After all, he grew up listening to all kinds of music. His father played jazz, classical music, Motown, and everything in between. His sisters brought hip-hop into the house, and Wolf learned early that music doesn't have to stay inside neat categories.
I grew up in a music household.
Today, as one of the most visible vibraphonists in jazz, he's still following that philosophy, moving between styles, audiences, and traditions, while helping a new generation discover the instrument that became his life's work, even if it wasn't his first choice. Warren Wolf will perform Lyric Suite for Sextet as the finale performance of the Chelsea Music Festival on June 27th this year. Visit chelseamusicfestival.org for more information. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.